BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
The ancient Hebrew scriptures foretold of the Anointed One, Yeshua HaMashiach. The Messiah Yeshua came to call the people back to the truth of His word and to follow that righteous path. Yeshua then called Jewish men to be His disciples, and after His death and resurrection, those Jewish men told the world about the Jewish Messiah. Now, after 2,000 years, Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation has that same calling of those Jewish men, telling all people, both Jew and Gentile, about the proper ancient path. Teaching the Route 66 King's Highway, from Genesis through to Revelation, and how you need and can get back to the proper roots of the faith and a closer walk with God. Now, let's hear the message.
So, today, we are going to talk, now that we mentioned Luke, okay, let's see something about Luke, something that I think is very important. So I would like to be open in this call. It's going to be a kind of conversation because everybody present Luke as a Gentile, okay? And I think I mentioned that before as well, that Luke, not here, but back in the time where that I, used to talk about more about the New Testament and the Brit HaHadashah in the way, in the Christian way, we see pretty much Luke as a Gentile, okay? And I want to start with this part right here that Acts 1, before I go to Luke 1, Acts 1, he is mentioned somebody, but this is pretty much why people say that Luke was Gentile and not Jewish. One, because his name, and two, who he referring these letters and this report. Because I have to mention as well that Luke 1, or the whole book of Luke, and even if we consider Luke as a gospel, a good news, and also we, everybody have to understand that good news is not really Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When the Bible mentioned good news, is referring to the Torah. And the only way that this is the good news is because Yeshua is in this account. So it's not because it was Matthew doing the good news or saying the good news or Luke saying the good news or John. But it's because they're talking about Yeshua, and Yeshua is Torah. With that being said, then they are talking about the Torah. So the Torah is the good news because it's mentioned also in Book of Hebrews, mentioned the good news that they receive in the desert. Then you have to figure out, wait a minute, how they receive the new good news in the desert, talking about what happened, when Moses, but the good news that they received was the Torah. So that's how Rav Shaul Paul are explaining what is the good news But people only refer good news as a part of the New Testament. Moses is good news. No, good news is the Torah. The disciples are talking about Yeshua, and Yeshua is the living word. Yeshua is the living Torah. That's why it's mentioned, you know, we can refer the New Testament as the good news, but not only because who write it down. But anyways, in here in Acts 1, he's referring he says, "Dear Theophilus." And I want you to pay attention to Theophilus' name, because Theophilus is a pure Greek name. You know, we know Theo in Greek is God. And Philos is like, we can talking about as love or, you know, something, somebody that is fearful. So the name is like, you know, it's like a whole phrase saying, you know, Theophilus is a name, but it also means that the fears God or the one who loves God. If you go to Greek, you know, if you want to go to the Greek. But then the first verse and the second verse, it says, in the first book, so which one is the first book? What was that book that he was referring? So in the first book, I wrote about everything that Yeshua set out to do and teach. First, that's the first verse. And then he's talking about Luke. So what we know about Luke, like the Gospel of Luke, that's the first book that Acts is referring, because this is Luke writing down a report to Theophilus. So in the first one, that is Luke, it says in the first book, again, verse 1, in the first book, I wrote about everything Yeshua set out to do and teach, until the day when after giving instructions through the Ruach HaKodesh to the emissaries who he had chosen, he was taken up into heaven. So Luke is telling him, is telling Theophilus, he writes down this letter to Theophilus, and he says, well, in the first one, I was referring to this one. We're not sure if Theophilus received the first book because it was too obvious for, you know, if he says, oh, you know, but now I'm sending you this in a different time. Probably he sent them together, the report. And then he says, well, the first one is talking about that. So he said, okay, so this is the first one. Or he sent it in a different time. I'm not sure about that. There's people that say he got everything lined up with time when the book of Acts was written down, and when that's very important. But what I want to check pretty much is who is Theophilus, because Theophilus right here, somebody that is fear or love God according to the Greek name. Is that his real name, or is that is his name that people were, using, because we are in a Greek society, and why is he interesting about Yeshua? If he's Greek, why Theophilus is interesting about that, and why too many information? Why so many information? Because he's already received, right here, Luke is saying that the first book. Why is Luke sending information to Theophilus? That's one thing, right? That's a question. Why is he sending this great information to Theophilus? So I want to go back to Luke 1. And then in Luke 1, then it says, "Dear Theophilus," okay, "Dear Theophilus, concerning the matters that have taken place among us, many people have undertaken to draw up accounts based on what was handed down to us by those who from the start were eyewitness and proclaimers of the message. Therefore, Your Excellency. I want to stop right here. This excellency is something that we have to get a clue with the name of Theophilus. So we see Theophilus is an authority. He's like an authority guy for Luke. And we all understand that Luke is a disciple of Rav Shaul. How is this guy saying Your Excellency to another man? Right? This is a good question, right? Why is he calling, and we can see he is saying to Theophilus, Your Excellency. So verse 3, therefore, Your Excellency, since I have carefully investigated all these things from the beginning, it seemed good to me that I too should write you an accurate and ordinary narrative, so that you might know how well found are the things about which you have been taught. So you have been taught this last part right here. This. Say it again, Rev.
Accurate and ordered narrative.
Accurate and ordered narrative, so that you might know how well found are the things about which you have been taught. So you have been taught means that this excellency guy, Theophilus, was taught about Yeshua, right? So if we make certain connections here, we can see that Theophilus is somebody that is being instructed about Yeshua, but he needs he wants something more organized, something more clear about who is Yeshua. These two reports, Luke and Book of Acts, are the one that we are talking. And in both are mentioned, started with Dear Theophilus. And we can see that this is the second. Okay, Acts is the second book or the second report for Theophilus from Luke. Right here, it starts saying in the first book. Okay? And Luke 1, Dear Theophilus, concerning the matters that have taken place among us, we can see that Luke is explaining or that this excellency guy, this guy in authority, sent Luke to make this investigation. Now, it is Luke and Theophilus Greeks or Romans, because they're using Greek and Romans name.
Let me just add to the word for excellence is for a noble person.
Right here.
G2903 is for nobility. So he's of royalty that he's talking with Theophilus.
Very good. Thank you, Rav. So now we can see this title is a nice presence, guys. We're talking about an authority. Very nice. And then that Luke is being sent by him, by Theophilus, to get all this information. They pretty much Theophilus trust Luke. This is one thing. Because you don't a person like, you know, in the royalty or in the position that he is. Because this is one of the things that we want to get. In the position that Theophilus is, He's not going to send somebody just to get information. He's sending somebody that he trusts. Okay, it's pretty much like a spy. So let's put it like this: like from Theophilus, Luke is the spy that is going to get the information, and he's going to tell Theophilus. Theophilus is going to determine, you know, from that on. But he's trusting Luke. And in the way that we already got two books, because this is the first one, and right here says, in Luke 1, he's sending the letter to Theophilus, and Acts 1, Luke is mentioned in the first book. That means he's getting a lot of information. A lot of information. So the first book, that is the one that I'm going to focus a little more, it's mentioned Theophilus as a person in a good place, a good position. He's calling him Your Excellency. It's pretty much when you're talking about a king, or if you're talking about a Cohen. And I'm going to say this again. When you're talking to a Cohen, if you're not talking about, if you're not talking with your king, and we already know that the king, till this point, it was Herod. But why Herod wants to know about Yeshua? And why is the other king? So how Pilate, that it was a governor, or, you know, back then, or let's say like that, how the Caesar is going, why he wants to know about Yeshua? But Theophilus, okay, even that his name was Greek, this is where I think something different about this name, Luke. The only way probably that I can explain this name Theophilus and the name of Luke is explaining the name of Rab Shaul. Because we all know that Rab Shaul. But Rab Shaul, everybody knows Rab Shaul, not as Rab Shaul. Most of the people know Rab Shaul as with the name of Paul. And Paul, that is not a Jewish name. But Paul is a Greek name. But then Paul was using his name of Paul in the scriptures. He wasn't using his name. So he knows he's Rab Shaul. I'm Rab Shaul. But he also was using the name of Paul in the scriptures. Because he was a what? He was a Roman citizen. So as Roman citizens, they're using their Greek names. So I am thinking, with all this investigation that Luke is doing for Theophilus, and he's calling Theophilus Your Excellency, is this. When we go forward, and while we're reading, we can see that it says this, verse number 5, Luke 1, verse 5. In the days of Herod, king of Judah, there was a Cohen named Zachariah. Okay? Who belongs to the Abiyad division. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elisheba. Both of them were righteous before Elohim, observing all the mitzvot and ordinances of Adonai, blamelessly, but they had no children. Because Elisheba was barren, and they were both well along in years. So these two verses right here is telling me something. He's mentioned the name of a Cohen that I don't know why a Roman Greek wants to know about a name of a Cohen, and the division. Which division was. So I can stop right here right now and explain these two verses like this. Theophilus is a Cohen, that he's now in another time, in another position, asking what happened, who is Yeshua? But Luke, that is another, I don't want to say another Cohen, but he's a servant of this Cohen, and he's investigating, okay? So Luke and Theophilus are not Greek, are not Romans, because Roma doesn't care about Cohen and divisions. But this Luke and this Theophilus is investigating what happened. And Luke says, you remember, let's see the verse like this. Theophilus, you remember this name with the name, this coin, the name Zachariah, that he belongs to the division of Abiad? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Can you see this like that? Because there's no way that a Greek wants to know about. If he wants to know about Yeshua, he wants to know about Yeshua. Oh, this guy that made miracles and whatever. Very good. He wants to follow. Okay, as a righteous man. And in Acts, they mention another, persons that are open and Greeks that are open to understand. You know, they following as well, and it doesn't matter. Okay, but Theophilus, it looks pretty much like to have this information of names is because he have to be part of the Sanhedrin back then. And then what happened with Zachariah? Oh, yeah, I understand that. Oh, I know who it is. And I know what division it is. So now, understanding the division and understanding that they're, people that keep the Torah. Oh, yes, I remember those. So now he continues to saying, what happens with this Cohen? Well, this Cohen that I was there, remember that he couldn't have a kid? They had a kid. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, remember. Wow, yeah. So that connection between... So thinking about that, when you read, thinking about that particular part, because it looks pretty much, or it's been, people teach that Luke was a Gentile, but when you see the deep understanding of how he started a conversation and who he's writing this letter to and why he's giving all these details of who's who, And who's a Cohen on that particular position is connecting Theophilus to his reality. So there are some scriptures, now that we mentioned that, is that, I don't know if you guys remember Caiaphas, right? Caiaphas, that he was one of the, he was one of the Cohen back in that time. Is that Theophilus is, they mention, including certain scriptures, mention Theophilus as Ben Annas. So he is a son of Annas, and he was one of the Cohen, and one of the Cohen Gadol back in the temple from the 37 to 41. So there's certain names connecting this Theophilus using his Greek name, because he was also in the same way that Paul, they were citizens from Roman citizens. So they're using Roman's name at the same time. But then if you continue all the story about what Luke says in this first chapter, mention Elisheva, mention Zachariah, connecting this coin that spoke with the angel is letting people know, you remember that part, you remember when and where and the time that it happens, when this coin, that it was in shock, lose his voice. in the temple. And then they had Yohanan, and they had this kid. And you remember how the wife of this Cohen, she was barren. She didn't have any kids till the angel spoke. You remember that, Theophilus? And Theophilus is going to say, yes. Then he connect, okay, so that family is the same family of Miriam, because in the second chapter, even further in the first chapter, we see that in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by Elohim to the city of Galilee, called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged in a man with the name Joseph. So here is, and then it mentioned of the house of David. Why this Cohen, I mean, why Theophilus, if he's not a Cohen, wants to know about the house of David and wants to know about what division? Is that important to know? If he wants a report from Yeshua, he needs to know where he comes from, or who's a family, or Theophilus was this Cohen that he has to remember, because he's in a Sanhedrin now, and they have to say, you remember this division? Yeah, oh yeah, I remember that division. Zachariah. Oh yeah, in those days, that's the guy that was, you know, he couldn't speak till he got his son. Yeah, I remember that.
You're not saying it right.
Huh?
You're not saying it right.
I'm not saying it right.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have to use that voice. Of course.
Do you remember, Zachariah?
You remember. What happened?
Elisheba, you know, she was the one. She didn't have a baby, so we were talking like this.
Yes, sir. So this is how you, when you go inside of this movie of Luke 1 and Acts 1, you have to imagine why Theophilus have to know this information. That means Theophilus was not a Gentile, as most of the people think, and Luke either. They are so good, and they have certain access to this information, because still Romans and Greek back in this time, they don't have that connection in the temple, that information of what division, if they're not so too involved in the temple. There's no way for a Gentile to know this information with details of the temple. And then to get the information of Miriam in this way that he explained it, about the Malach, the angel, and what the angel spoke. Of course, people say, okay, he had to spoke with Miriam to have all this information. But to get the details, you got to say why. Because he's not getting that information for himself. If he's a Luke disciple of Rav Shaul, like everybody think, is getting all that information just to for himself. Well, no, because he's already saying that he's sending this information to Theophilus. But then why Theophilus need to know all this information about Kohanim, about divisions? Or Luke is telling him, you remember on this time, you remember which Cohen was there? Which Cohen was there? Oh, Zachariah. Oh, the one that lost his voice. Yeah, and remember her, his wife? That she was barren, she didn't have any kids till the angel spoke. The same thing happens with the cousin. So there are connecting things to get to a point, or speaking about Yeshua and his life, that only people so close to the Kohanim line knew. Then to get to a point that's why he's the Messiah. So there's the information is to get to a point to understand from high places, because we can see right here, he calls Your Excellency, there is no way to call Your Excellency to somebody that is not Jewish in a high position as a Kohanim. Or this guy have to be the king, or to call Your Excellency have to be a Kohen Gadol. So this is a good part to understand about. It gives more, this understanding, even if I'm probably wrong, but this information gives more understanding to, oh, that's why Luke is acting in this way. So then the Romans understanding, people see it like, it's good that he's a Gentile, because anyways, you know, the Lord involving Gentiles, but why Gentiles want to know more information about this? I mean, it's good because you are one with the people, so Jewish people and the Gentiles all together following Yeshua's steps to the Most High is the plan, of course. But the report is to prove a point that who is Yeshua in a Sanhedrin. So this is how I understand that Luke is sending this letter to the Sanhedrin, especially to Theophilus, that it was Your Excellency. So he was in charge, and is giving him that information, the who is Yeshua and why he did. Okay, is Sister Adriana?
Rabbi Joshua, I don't know if in the CJB that I have, each book has an introduction. In the introduction for the Gospel of Luke, it goes definitely along with what you say. I just want to read two sentences here. It says, although there is disagreement about this, Luke was more than likely a Jew, possibly a convert. He displays detailed understanding of the Hebrew scriptures, as well as expressing an understanding of God-fearers, Gentiles who attend synagogues and live lives informed by Judaism, but did not convert. Moreover, he addresses both his gospel and Acts to a Hebrew priest, Theophilus. If Luke were not a Jew, this would not make sense. And it goes, Luke writes probably in the early 60s, after this was dead, to reassure Theophilus, a Cohen, a high priest, and thus a socially significant figure, of the things he has learned. Luke shows him that all along, God had a plan to include Gentiles. Although the Gospel of Luke was originally written to an individual, or at least dedicated to him, in time, it was circulated to others as a presentation of Yeshua and his ministry. That's introduction given CJB for the Gospel of Luke.
Well, awesome information.
You're good. Confirm it.
Confirm it for real, because it's good that I'm not getting crazy. Okay? So, thank you for the information, and it was a blessing to hear that I'm not crazy. For shalom, thank you for everything.
Shalom, this is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us and he's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into his eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parashah. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BethGoyim.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.